Blog Talk Radio.
Down Chickawawa, Chickawawa. Down Chickawawa, Chickawawa. Welcome back, everybody, to another exciting hour of Infinite Love Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Doug and Jackie Christie, coming to you live.
That is right, and you can call in and join us anytime by calling 347-215-8305, or you can join our chat room throughout our entire show.
That's right, that's right. And, honey, we are talking about astrology, the sun signs. What are the 12 sun signs?
I just happen to know those 12 signs, and those would be Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces.
Let me try to get that right. Okay. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius and Pisces. Now, I didn't do it quite as smooth as my husband, as you guys can see, but I tried. Okay, now let's talk about what astrology is.
Well, babe, astrology is study of the influence that distant cosmic objects, usually stars and planets, have on human lives.
Mm-hmm.
The position of the sun, moon, and stars, as well as the planets, at the time of a person's birth, is said to shape their personality, affect their romantic relationships, and predict their economic future, among a lot of other things. What most people know about astrology is the quote-unquote sign, which refers to one of the 12 constellations of the zodiac. This is a form of sun sign astrology, which is the astrology upon which newspaper horoscopes are usually based. It is probably the simplest form because nothing more than someone's date and their birthday is needed in sun sign horoscopes.
Okay, so if they have somebody's birth date, they can pretty much figure out anything they wanted to know going through this type of astrology, which is sun sign.
Yes, sun sign, all you need sun sign. All you need is for sun sign is someone's birthday, and then, you know, you look in the newspaper and you can see, hey, this is the day they were born, this is their sign, and this is kind of the things that go on with them.
Okay, and so if we discuss each one in detail, beginning our chart, you guys, we would start with Aries. Now, here's some strengths that Aries has. And they're independent, they're generous, they're optimistic, enthusiastic, and they're courageous. And Aries personalities are independent. Being the first of the zodiac sign, they venture out and are go-getters, often leading the way. Their upbeat and magnetic personality often entices others to follow their lead because Aries personalities bring excitement into other people's lives. So Aries is just a great sign to be. I'm not an Aries. You guys will find out later. I want to see if you guys can guess what signs me and Doug is. If we kind of emphasize one certain sign, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's what we are.
Uh-huh. Well, number two, I got the Taurians, better known as the Taurus.
Okay.
That is April 21st to May 21st. Taurians are dependable, persistent, loyal, patient, and very generous.
Uh-huh.
A Taurus is an excellent friend, and they have few close friends, but many acquaintances. The few people they hold dear are guarded and protected. Their friends are treated like family, and they are fiercely loyal and dependable. Taurus loves to be the host or hostess Although not a social butterfly, they can be shy around strangers. The people who Taurus let into their lives are lavishly catered to when the Taurus decides to throw a party. They decorate and present everything lavishly. Taurus will always pamper themselves and their close group of friends, but
oh, that's fantastic, you guys. And remember, at the end, you're going to have to guess what we are. Okay, next we got Gemini. That's May 22nd through June 21st. That's Gemini again. And the strength for Gemini is they're energetic, clever, imaginative, witty, adaptable. And Gemini people are many-sided. That means they have different – people always say they're two-faced or two-headed, you know, because I guess that's what the symbol is for Gemini.
Yeah.
And it says both in the mind and physically they are. They are brimming with energy and vitality. They are clever with words. They are intelligent, very adaptable to every situation and every person. Gemini are curious and always want to know what's going on in the world around them. They are not one to sit back and watch the world go by. They want to be involved. So Gemini is another great one, you guys.
That sounds like somebody we know, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, we got Cancer. And Cancers are loyal, dependable, caring, and very adaptable. Cancer is extremely loyal to those who appreciate and support them. They are the nurturer of the zodiac and will protect and cherish the person for a long time. One of the greatest things about Cancer is their ability to make others feel good about themselves and loved. This is because instead of doing this for themselves, they project this onto other people. This is a positive cycle because in making others feel nurtured, wanted, and loved, they in return feel good for making someone else feel good. Other people can lean on and depend on Cancer. They will listen to people's problems and help them. However, they will not express their deep feelings to anyone. People who want to share deep emotional thoughts and opinions with Cancer might feel the scales are tipped on one side, for Cancer will rarely reveal their true deep feelings. A friend of the Cancer is usually a lifelong devoted friend and can be trusted, babe.
Okay. Uh-oh, you guys. And I'm not going because I think I'm getting close to something that I might be. But here we go. We're going to talk about Leo. Leo is July 23rd through August 21st. Leos are loyal. They're natural leaders, good-natured, and passionate. Leos are hardworking. After all, they are attracted to the good things in life. And they know they have to work hard to get them. It is sometimes difficult to imagine Leos as go-getters if you happen to catch them in one of their languid moods. These people can sleep in, laze around, and luxuriate, meaning just live in the lap of luxury and just enjoy, you know, fabrics and life and food and television and whatever it is that they feel is luxury to them for long periods of time. However, when they do get to work, they do it with intensity and determination. In this way, they are not unlike their symbol, the lion. Loyal and sometimes rather traditional, Leos are, after all, a fixed sign. They'll hold on to situations and people for a very long time before they give up. There is an unmistaken idealism to Leo's view of the world and the people in it. Often, Leos have a very noble inner code that they answer to. Although on the surface Leos appear rather confident, they can actually be some of the most humble souls around.
Uh-huh. Okay, babe, I got Virgo, August 22nd to September 23rd. A Virgo can be analytical, intelligent, and very helpful. Virgos are by trade, they are perfectionists. There's simply no escaping it. They dream of mastery. They long to do something really well. They are generally kind and helpful souls. When appreciated, do everything to make things work. A Virgo, babe, is, I don't know. And that could be my wife. It might not be my wife. We're going to have to wait and find out, but that's the Virgo.
Okay, now we'll jump right into Libra. Libra is September 24th through October 23rd. They're diplomatic, graceful, peaceful, idealistic, and hospitable. Libras love excitement, new situations, adventures, and the unusual. And if I happen to be echoing you guys, I'm sorry. We're on these phones again, and they're just doing their thing. So I just wanted to warn you guys. They make friends with people from all walks of life, and they are always up to something new and exciting with enthusiasm. Libras are great and get along with people. Everyone likes a Libra. They are all about partnerships and groups, too. They are the glue that holds a group together because they are the ones responsible for keeping harmony and peace.
Uh-huh. Now, what about the Scorpio, October 24th to November 22nd? They are loyal, passionate, resourceful, observant, and dynamic. Scorpios make excellent doctors, surgeons, scientists, and leaders. They are perfectly suited to any form of business that makes a difference in the world, greatly impacts people and society, and most importantly, Scorpio has to be in a power situation or position. This is why these careers are suited to the Scorpio. They all demand one person in supreme control giving orders, and they love to lead a unit of people. In business, Scorpios tend to be easy gatherers of wealth. They make very wise business decisions, and they are very conservative about spending money. So they make good money, baby, and they're penny pinchers. That could be me. I don't know.
That's right. That's right. Then we got Sagittarius. Sagittarius is independent. Okay, that's the one highlight that Sagittarius has is their independence. Sagittarius makes excellent friends because of their encouraging, positive nature and their kind heart that will do anything to make sure their friend is happy. They do not expect favors in return. However, their kindness is selfless, meaning they are not selfish. They are selfless. They do not interfere with other people's plans, and they are never possessive or jealous. They treat others the way they want to be treated, and life based on live and let live policy. This makes them so agreeable. Sagittarius are excellent conversationalists with a good sense of humor. Sometimes their humor is raw truth, however. But these people speak their mind and don't hold anything back. And that kind of scary because they sound like the perfect person.
That's independence, baby. That would be the Sagittarius. Now, Capricorn, and I would have to say this is a New Year's baby, babe, because December 23rd to January 20th, the Capricorn is dependable and very funny. Mm-hmm. Many Capricorns have mastered the art of making people laugh. Their sense of humor can be great, and they are generally excellent at keeping a straight face. Turn to your Capricorn friends for help when you need to really get things done. They have practical advice, and they'll help you organize and manage your life a little better. Capricorns are generally good with their word, dependable, and rather loyal people.
Okay, I got one for you and everybody, and I see the phone lines lighting up. You can join us by calling 347-215-8305 throughout our entire show, or you can jump right into the chat room and join us there. I'm going to be rolling out Aquarius, January 21st through February 19th. The Aquarius strengths are witty, clever, humanitarian, inventive, and original. Aquarius is a sign of visionaries, and intellectual independence. Aquarius are the people who deviate from the crowd and go their own way. I have a sister that's an Aquarius, you guys, and she does do that too. Constantly discovering something new, forming new opinions, and stubbornly traveling their way regardless of what other people think. Aquarius are filled with paradoxes. They are interested in the opposite ends of the spectrum. They like to be alone, yet they are social butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, last but not least, babe, I have Pisces, and that would be the fish. And they are February 20th to March 20th. Intuitive, dreamy, artistic, and sympathetic. Pisces can be extraordinarily successful when given the chance to express themselves in arts, marketing, music, teaching, drama, and the healing arts. These are all fields in which Pisces can find expression. Their imagination, attunement to humanity, and remarkable intuition endow them with enviable gifts of insight and creativity. I know a little Pisces, babe.
Okay, okay. Well, fantastic. And I want to tell you guys, there is other astrology out there. It's called mundane astrology. This is used to examine world events and make predictions about national affairs, wars, and economies. Then we have interrogatory astrology. This branch can be further subdivided, but generally refer to astrology that seeks to make specific predictions or analysis about the subject's objectives or events within the subject's life. So that's the other type of astrology. And then finally, we round it out with natal astrology. This is what most people think of when they think of astrology. Natal astrology seeks to make predictions and analysis based on the date of a person's birth. It's based on the idea that everything that happens to something is expressed at the very beginning of that thing, sometimes known as the law of beginnings. So we just definitely wanted to share with you that. And honey, what do you think astrology, like, why do you think it gets such a hard hit? A lot of people don't believe it.
I think because when you look at astrology, there's a vagueness to it, because as people talk about, you know, maybe a Leo, and they say a few things, you know, they're dependable and loyal, but then you look at your Virgos or your Tauruses, and you can kind of say the same thing. So I think for a lot of the times, people say, oh, that's not real because, you know, of those type of vagueness. But I really think that astrology and the stars is something that is real, and it's positive in people's lives, and it can really help you and show you a lot about where you're going, where you've been, and the things that you're doing in your life.
Oh, most definitely. I would have to agree. And I want to share with those guys, with everybody out here that's listening, all our callers on the line, everybody, I'm going to give you today's horoscope. So whatever sign you are, this will apply to you on today. But now if you come and you listen to the show on next week, well, this would have been for the 13th of September 2008. Okay? And I'll start with Aquarius. Okay? Friends come to call when you least expect. Again, as friends come to call when you least expect them. Be ready for an unexpected but pleasant visit. If you're a pet owner, a visit to the vet may be necessary. Your lucky numbers for today is 6, 11, and 15. And then we'll jump right into Pisces. Your mind is not made up, even if you think it is true. You will have to play a waiting game. You will feel quite differently by week's end, however. Lucky numbers, 1, 4, and 10. Then we got Aries. And I'm only going to do half, and then my husband's going to do the other half. So you know it's 12 of them. I'm doing 6. He's doing 6. Okay, Aries. Someone is trying to get you to change your mind without revealing all of the facts. Dig deeper before they can convince you to think differently. Your lucky numbers, Aries, is 8, 9, and 12. Leo, that would be somebody, I don't know who. Everyone is talking about you on a grand scale. You have gained lots of admirers and fans lately. You're moving up the career ladder, too. Expect good news. Lucky numbers are 1, 3, and 10. Virgo. There's no use in looking back. The past is gone, Virgo, and the future looks bright. You have much to be thankful for. Love, money, and everything else are on the increase. Lucky numbers for you, Virgo, 5, 7, and 14. Libra, love is no stranger this week. You may even find it where you least expect it. An old flame is thinking of you. It could be better the second time around, so give it a chance. Lucky numbers, Libra, for September 13, 2008 is 5, 7, and 12. And I will glide across the room and let my husband give you the final 6.
You know, babe, when you said that, you said an old love, and that's what I mean. I think that's the vagueness, is that could be someone's job. It could be a lot of different things than just besides romance. But here we go. We got Taurus, April 21st to May 21st, a quick getaway or mini vacation does wonders to lift your spirits. You'll find time to relax, unwind, and meditate. It's the perfect weekend to do so. Lucky numbers are 1, 3, and 21. Gemini, May 22nd to June 22nd. Count your blessings. There are more than you can imagine. Old friends drop in to chat and reminisce. A check you've been waiting for arrives.
What?
Yes, sir. Gemini, the pockets are fat. Lucky numbers, 8, 11, and 17. The cancers out there, June 23rd to July 23rd, a coworker will try your patience. Some days it's better to turn the other cheek, but it certainly won't be easy now. Keep your cool, Cancer. Lucky number 6, 15, and 24. Scorpio, you will question your boss's motives when asked to do something that's not part of your job description. It really isn't a big deal, as you may think, so don't make it one. Lucky numbers are 1, 9, and 10. Sagittarius, November 23rd, December 21st. Look no farther than your own backyard for the answers you seek. What is hidden will be revealed by weekend through immediate family. Lucky numbers are 4, 12, and 40. And last but not least, the Capricorn, December 22nd to January 20th. Try to settle an argument. Won't be easy this week. But if anyone's up for the job, it is you, Capricorn. Your diplomatic skills will win favor and friends. Lucky numbers are 1, 3, and 12.
And I just want to say, everybody, anybody interested in more on astrology, please go to www.astrology.com. Again, that's www.astrology. I had to wait for that echo, you guys, so if I pause, don't think I'm going crazy. Again, that's www.astrology.com, and you can go to Google anytime you want and type in sun signs or astrology, and it'll take you to a vast world of everything you need to know about astrology. And right now, it is very important that we give you guys a disclaimer, and that disclaimer is we are not purporting or pretending to be scientists or astronomers, just your hosts, discussing all things astrology as we know it to be. And we will move right into, and I just had such a good time talking about astrology. I could talk about it all day long. I do believe in it. I want to say that too. And I have really watched my sign and different daily horoscopes. And it's so funny because me and my husband will be talking and we'll go, honey, look. And it will tell us, like, it'll come down to almost perfectly predicting what's going on in our life at the time. It's amazing. But then it's all a matter of choice. So enjoy it if you guys do jump back into astrology or you go into it for the first time. Enjoy yourself and be open-minded. In beauty and fashion today.
Hold on, baby. What is your sign? You never told me.
Oh, okay. No, see, I was going to try to not tell. I was going to make them have to call me and ask me.
Okay,
I'm going to go on and tell. Okay, to the end of the show. Okay. The end of the show, I'll be listening because we just going to holler out a sign, and that sign is us. So be listening. You're going to hear me yell one, and you're going to hear my husband yell one, you guys. Okay? So in beauty and fashion tips today, I have for you knee-high go-go boots. I know I've talked about this before, but I'm telling you, winter is here, and they are here on the scene, and anybody who's anybody will be wearing some go-go boots.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have to. I was channeling my girl from BET, the one that go, anybody who's anybody is here. She is hilarious. She's on all the red carpet. You guys know who I'm talking about. She is a sweetie. I really adore her. I love her bubbly personality, but seriously, though, knee-high go-go boots is the happening thing. Any color you want to wear, rock them for the winter. And if you're smart, you'll get the kind that have rubber under the bottom because then they won't be slippery. And you can wear them with jeans tucked in your boots, however you want to wear them, and you'll be in style.
Should I channel my inner deep voice and go with my fashion? I have Converse tennis shoes today.
Okay.
No, but I was digging in the closet, needed something, and when I saw them, I said, oh, I got to put this on fashion tips, and my wife said, yes, baby. Converse tennis shoes, they are always a favorite, definitely for us Seattleites. When we grew up, they were definitely a staple on a day-to-day. Any color is fine. They're all a winner. High tops, low tops, tie them how you want, add different color laces. Any color from baby blue to burgundy, yellow, get them all.
Now, wait a minute. I got to stop you. I wore Converse. All of us did. You just gave me the best idea that anybody has given me for Converse. Oh, my God. Other strings. You know, we got colors, right? The pinks, the yellows, the greens. You got the flyest ones, the yellow. The yellow, everybody out there, if you know about Converse tennis shoes, my husband got some yellow ones. They are ridiculous. Oh, my God. I'm on a mad search. So if you know where to find them, please call me, email me, text me something, and let me know. And I need a girl size 8.5 to 9. Converse run big, so like an 8, 8.5. And he got the yellow ones, but I'm telling you, I never thought to put other color strings in them. I'm going to take some pictures in them, and when we finish doing our website, because right now you can go to JackieChristie.com, and we are doing some renovations. That is our main company to our whole enterprise. So if you guys want to check us out, go to JackieChristie.com, and you can find out all kinds of great information and stuff, and you can check out some of us wearing some of our Converse and rocking out. I'm going to get my husband to take some pictures and some of his fly ones, too. We're going to wear mix-mac ones so you can get a gist of how we do things, because, you know, you can do what you want when you're wearing Converse. And thirdly, I'm going to stay on this because we've been way behind in our show right now because we're having fun, you guys, okay? Leg warmers. Leg warmers are back, guys. That is right. It's cold, and nothing is cuter than a pair of leg warmers. Even if you got on tennis shoes, you put the leg warmers on under your jeans or over your jeans. They keep, not only do they keep your calves warm and stuff, they look fashionable, and they're always in. So leg warmers, get you a pair. Hurry up because they're going to sell out.
You said leg warmers are bad guys, but you meant?
No, I said guys, meaning guys and girls, everybody
okay.
out there. Oh, yeah.
All right. I got gloves. Whether it doesn't matter if they're leather, suede, knit, it's a hot item for sure. So hurry up, get your first picks before they're gone as the winter is closing in. Keep your hands warm.
Oh, my God, keep them warm. We got trench coats. Trench coats, everybody, they are the ones. You got to make sure you get you one. Hold on, we got people jumping on the line and everything. So you guys got to listen to me. I'm going to say it real fast. Trench coats, they hot. Belt them around your waist. You can wear them over jeans, wear them by themselves, whatever. If you're trying to be bad, wear by. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. Trench coats is hot. Baby.
And last but not least, cashmere scarves. As the weather gets cold, keep that neck warm. But also if you're flying on the airplane and you know how you fall out, you can put it over your head and still breathe through it. Trust me, you guys, I do this one constantly.
Oh, most definitely, definitely. And, again, I told you guys we're running late and everything behind because we had so much fun in the first segment, but we're going to jump right into Hot Topics. And right now in Hot Topics, we got Starbucks, you guys. They are adding a healthy breakfast item. If you like Starbucks Ooh. Coffee like we do, and my husband does like coffee now too, you guys. So if you like it, they are adding this healthy thing. And it says the new breakfast items will include oatmeal and chewy fruit and nut bars, apple bran muffins, and multigrain pastries called Berry Stella, a multigrain roll, a protein plate, and all kinds of stuff. So just, you know, go check out Starbucks because they're adding some great things this winter.
No question. At least 18 people die in California commuter rail crash Friday. Rescue crews expect to continue searching the wreckage through Sunday, babe. As the Metrolink passenger train carrying 222 people collided head-on with a Union Pacific freight train near Los Angeles, injuring more than 100. The death toll from the head-on collision of the commuter train and freight train rose Saturday as crews retrieved an 18th body and said they could see several more in the wreckage of the deadliest U.S. passenger train accident in more than 15 years. Officials said they did not know why the Metrolink commuter train and the freight train were on the same track in this collision that happened in suburban Chatsworth, California, babe. I'm not really sure, but you can't really think of Metrolink, and then you got a freight train on the same track, and they don't see each other. I don't know. That just sounds crazy, but our prayers go out to everybody, and hope that works out, babe.
Oh, I know. That's so sad. I was trying to figure it out, too, and they did say they were on the same track, so somebody got derailed or went on to the wrong one, or maybe it was terrorism. I hate to say that, but that's probably what it was, and just too bad. On a lighter note, you guys, Oklahoma City that got our team, the Sonics, they have sold out of season tickets, and that's like big news. They have sold out season tickets in less than 5 days, and that's really good because everybody was wondering, is people going to go to the game in Oklahoma? Well, that's some hot news, and they will be continuously selling single game tickets. So if you're in Oklahoma and you're listening to the show, because I see different area codes on here, definitely you better hurry and go down and get your tickets. And I think they call it the Oklahoma Thunder. Is that the name of it?
Really?
Because that's what it says. The Thunder season tickets have sold out.
Thunder, huh?
Yeah, so the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's kind of hot.
What do you have a lightning bolt running around the arena?
That's
the mascot? I don't know. I got haterade all in me, y'all.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing. Okay, we got on a different note, babe. Vince Young on suicide watch. For those of you who don't know, Vince Young is an NFL quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. And I'm sure you've heard the story talking about suicide as well as speeding on the highway, carrying an unloaded handgun to the practice facility. And it is always sad to hear about an athlete struggling on and off the field, as well as the fans booing. It just adds more stress to the situation, but we wish him so much success, and hopefully all works out for Vince, as we'll keep our eye on this story, babe.
Oh, most definitely. Our prayers go out to Vince. And then we'll jump down to the final one in Hot Topics, and that is Senator Obama has canceled his Saturday Night Live appearance, you guys, because of the big hurricane, honey, the one that hit Houston. That would be called Hurricane Ike, correct?
That was Hurricane Ike. Do you think that Obama was going to be like,
No. They was going to, like, go on there and tell jokes on Saturday Night Live, but he canceled it. He said it wouldn't be right. It would definitely be in poor taste.
Well, Hurricane Ike, as we all know, hit Texas and Houston in a big way. There were gusts of wind up to 135 miles an hour, and you know you can't even stand up in that. Reports said that there was imminent death if you stayed in Houston, and it was truly, and Galveston, Texas also, baby. So our hearts and prayers go out to everybody in the Texas area and the Gulf Coast, and hopefully the storms will go away and the sunshine will come out for everybody, babe.
I have a question for you, honey. Do they have storms like that every year in Texas? Because I've never heard of nothing like that.
Well, it's hurricane season. Oh. So, you know, usually that's like Miami, Florida.
Oh.
They call them the Miami hurricanes. Hurricanes come through there a lot, but it seems with global warming and all of that type of stuff, you're getting more and more of these big storms, and they're coming like one after another. And now when you look at Hurricane Ike, it not only hit usually the coast right there where the land and the water meet, it actually went on to mainland, and it is up, you know, it's on the land and really keeping on going and doing some major damage. So it's something that we're seeing more of, and hopefully we'll see less.
And you know what? They said it cost $10 billion in damage so far, and they're still assessing. And the president has declared it a disaster zone. And people are kind of upset with President Bush because they're saying that he reacted to Texas, since he's from there, a lot faster than New Orleans. I don't know because I don't follow that, but what's your thoughts on that?
I would have to agree.
You think
that he responded.
Okay, let's be quiet because people listen to our show and come get us. No, we're going to take a quick break, everybody, and then we're going to come back and we're going to jump right into sports. So we're going to share a little song with you from one of our artists, Bobby Tinsley, and here you go.
You know, I had to do something for my fellas, right? Yeah. Let's go. But she never gave me no love. Spent time after time, couldn't get my head above. See, I was dating this girl in casino, but all she wanna do was play. I spent all of my money like a fool for her, just throwing it all away. 'Cause she had my heart broken on the floor, yeah. So I won't dating you, casino, no more.
I won't be here.
Oh,
I can't do this no more.
No more. Yeah. See, I was dating this girl named Casino.
Oh,
she never gave me no love. I spent time after time, but couldn't get my head above her. A fool for her, throwing it all away. Yeah, she had my heart broken on the floor, yeah. So I won't be dating you, no, no.
And welcome back, and we want to welcome back the Wizzle. Wizzle, are you out there in Blog Talk Land? What's going down?
I'm somewhere close. I hope my walkie-talkie's working.
He was coming in crazy. We got our NFL, NBA, tennis, golf. He's the complete insider. Wizzle, let's start with a little bit. Well, you know what? Let's start with Lance Armstrong. I'm seeing Lance. He's back. He says he's going for 8th Tour de France. Well, what do you think about Lance Armstrong at age 37?
Well, I got to give him a lot of credit, and being that I am 37, I'd like to see what's going to happen. Skills he's got, you know what I mean? Is that certainly going to set a precedent for the people who's born in the 70s and the year 69, you know what I'm talking about? So I'm loving it. Hey, let's see if he's nice.
There you go. Well, good luck to you out there, Lance Armstrong, Tour de France, number 8. Woo-hoo! I'm predicting that he's going to be a winner. In the world of hoop, Wizzle, we got Kobe Bryant passes on finger surgery because he says the rehab would be 12 weeks and a little bit too long for the Olympian as he's going for another NBA championship. Do you think that was a good idea for him to skip a little surgery?
Well, obviously going under the knife is a problem in itself, being that you got to go under to be under the knife. So, hey, if he'd want to skip it, it wasn't a big deal. What's the big deal? I'm talking about, I don't want to hear nothing about it later, though, player. You know what I mean? Don't start shaking your finger and licking your lips and holding your wrist because your little bitty finger hurt because you didn't do what you was told. You know, he's hard-headed. Maybe he's hard-headed. I don't know. I got conflicting. I go back and forth a lot. So, hey, Kobe, do whatever you want, man. He got game. Do whatever you got to do.
There you go. Now, down in there in Portland, Oregon, we got Odin back is in Portland, Oregon. And when I say we, because they took our Sonics, so now we're Northwest basketball. But Odin is back, and Channing Frye is out with left ankle bone spurs. I know a little bit about that. But how much do you think Channing Frye hurts, or do you think Odin being back kind of wipes that out?
Well, obviously, Channing Frye was the type of player who was trying to make a home, obviously, in the Northwest, and I believe that he has been on record that he loves the Portland area and the Northwest in general. So that's definitely something to keep your eye on with that as far as him being important to the team. But in other news, there's also big news that they're very, very close to signing Sean Livingston, which kind of alleviates any of the problems that he doesn't bring because, again, you're getting Mr. Greg Oden, which instantly puts Portland in the playoff pack team.
No question. Well, speaking of the playoffs, last year Philadelphia got back to the playoffs for the first time in Maurice Cheeks' tenure. In Philadelphia, they started off 18-30 and ended up 40-42, losing to Detroit in the first round, and Maurice gets a one-year extension. What do you think about Cheeks and Philly?
Well, obviously, I think that the extension was due, and, maybe they could have gave him a little bit more than a year, seeing that he's got a new talent, a new team, new system. They have re-signed Iguodala, which kind of keeps some normal type of locker room atmosphere. But then again, the acquisition of Elton Brand, Theo Radcliffe, he's got a lot of tools and a huge front line. So, again, I'm happy for him, but he's got his work cut out for him because he's under pressure again for that one-year deal.
There you go. Well, last but not least in the world of basketball, Shaq says he's giving it 2 more years before he retires. What do you think about the big cactus down there in Phoenix? What do you think he's going to do?
Well, hey, good for him for making some news, making some positive news. Anything is positive when it comes with Shaq, obviously, except for maybe some of the other things when he talks about other people, but that's other stories and other issues for another radio show. But obviously, I'm happy for him. He's had a great career. He will go down as obviously one of the top 5, top 10, top 7, top 8, top 5, top 3 centers in the game. So it's arguable, and he's had a great career in basketball. Without a doubt, has been good to him and his family.
No question. Well, before we move into NFL football, I just got to get your take on a little college football. USC number one taking on Ohio State today, number five. No Mr. Wells for Ohio State. What do you think?
You know what? I'm actually torn between both games right now. UW is playing, I'm talking about the University of Washington, is hosting Oklahoma right now, so I'm going back and forth, and Oklahoma's the number three team, if you didn't know that, people out there. But also, I am expecting USC to come up big in this one, especially without the loss of Mr. Wells. But, hey, we'll see what happens. They're rated that high for a reason. There's a lot of experience and a lot of know-how on the other side of the ball in terms of being in a Buckeye. But, hey, I'm a West Coast guy, and I'm Pac-10 in it, baby.
There you go. Well, moving into the NFL, because it is that time of the year right before we hit this baseball stretch, there was a lot of injuries this weekend, Wizzle. We got I'm just going to give you a list, and I want you to tell me which one you think probably stands out as the biggest hit. Of course, you got Sean Merriam down in San Diego. He's out with a knee. Vince Young, sprained knee, as well as some off-the-field issues. He is day-to-day. Jaguars, Vince Manawai, guard, ACL out for the season, as well as the Jaguars, Maurice Williams, ruptured biceps. He is out for the season. The Kansas City Chiefs QB, Brody Croll, separated shoulder. He is week to week. The Seahawks lose Nate Burleson. And, of course, you know about Mr. Brady out there in New England. He's out for the season also. Who took the biggest hit in this week's injury report, Wizzle?
Obviously, without a doubt, the Patriots will be missing Mr. Brady. I'm sure the locker room, it's hard to pep up the same without the same guy, the same presence, the guy that you all admire. Everybody wants to be Tom Brady, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Chinese, Indian, you know what I mean? Whatever you are, everybody wants to be Tom Brady because, if you're male, that is, because he's got to be one of the coolest people on the planet. Coolest single people that there are, you know what I mean? So he's doing his thing, and I know that his locker room presence is definitely missed, and the know-how is field savvy. The relationship he has with the coach and obviously the owner and just him being the face of their organization is huge, but it's not all lost.
There you go. Well, Wizzle, last week, how did the picks go? I want you to give me the picks, and then I'm going to run them down for you, get this week's picks, and see how you do. I saw some of them. It looked like you were rolling there for a little while.
Well, I did have some good ones going there. I wound out 7 out of the 14 games. And let me explain that, because the games that I did lose were games that probably the betting man would lose. Those games would be the Cincinnati game. I mean, come on, the Atlanta game. You would never think that the guy would break out for 200 yards. You know, there was a couple games I gave up. The hometown thing, and I know that Buffalo is in a tough league, but hey, they served us up pretty well as far as being a Seahawks fan. And the loss of Nate Burleson is huge if you are a Seahawks fan. We're talking about the rest of the year. So, yeah, I did give up some games, but I came out 500, and this week is a new week. So, you know what I'm talking about?
I got to share with you guys something. Somebody is sending in the chat room right now their list of the 5 top NFL teams. They got the Cowboys, Giants, Steelers, Green Bay, and I'm waiting for the next one. Dallas.
Okay. Yes.
What do you think, you guys?
What you got there?
I definitely think those were some good picks. If you're listening, hey, you should feel good about your picks. And obviously, you play the Madden. You play Madden. I don't know what you're playing. What's your format? PS2, PS3, Xbox 360. What are you doing? How are you getting? know you're on that game and you're figuring out and you know the certain little subsidies that enable you to pick the teams that you do. Obviously, Dallas is supremely talented, which sets up a huge match this Monday. And I know we'll talk about that D later, but hey, that's the way it's going down. There's a lot of talent in the league. There's a lot of talented guys who's trying to make a name for themselves. And hey, football is great. It's the time people get hurt, people step up, and that's what it's all about. It's about your opportunity, your time, and if you put your work in when your time is ready, hey, you can step in and you can gracefully accept your position and steer the lack. You know what I'm talking about?
There it is. Well, we're going to jump right in, Wizzle. We got Oakland at Kansas City. Who do you got?
Ooh, this is a big one. I got to go with Kansas City. Oakland completely fell apart on me last week, and that was, again, one of the teams that gave it up and didn't give me all that they expected in terms of talent-wise. I wasn't impressed. We got to go with Mr. Edwards this time, and hopefully Oakland can get their thing together.
Okay, we got Tennessee and a Vince Youngless Tennessee against a Cincinnati Bengals team that is a 1.5 point they are 1.5 over Tennessee at this game. What do you got there, Cincinnati and Tennessee, Wizzle?
You know what? Didn't Cincinnati look terrible? I don't know what's going on. Anyhow, Kerry Collins will be taking the helm for Tennessee. He's a professional quarterback. He knows how to distribute the ball evenly, and he will utilize his talent and schemes. Obviously, there are a lot of talent around him, so I'm going to go with Tennessee in this one.
Okay, now we got Indianapolis at Minnesota. What do you got there? That should be a good one.
That's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to go with Indianapolis just on the realm that they can score more points. How about that? We're going to go with Indy in this one.
Okay, what about New Orleans at Washington?
I got to go with New Orleans. New Orleans is one of my sleeper teams. And, hey, they look good, and no disrespect to Mr. Jim Zorn, former Hawks legend, but we look good up down there in the NL.
Okay, Green Bay at Detroit.
I got to go with Detroit. Detroit's at home, and this should be some revenge last week for their loss, another one of the losses that I gave up. For Kitna. So Kitna will have a good week and he will step out and it'll look pretty good. It'll be the first time the Green Bay's quarterback plays indoors as the lead quarterback.
Hey, Chris Weber, I know you're out there listening. The Wizzle just picked your Detroit team, but I'm going with Green Bay, baby. Okay, Wizzle, Chicago at Carolina. What do you got there? That's a hard-hitting matchup there.
You know what, this is going to be a very physical game, but at the end of the day, I got to go with Carolina. I think that they're a team that's always been under the radar. They're supremely coached, and they execute well, and obviously their game plan and system has been in place for some time now. So I got to go with Carolina in this one.
Okay, we got the defending Super Bowl champion, New York Giants, at St. Louis.
Got to go with New York.
That, I think, is an easy pick, Wizzle, as they are 8.5 points.
New York, all right? New York.
You got it.
New York.
Buffalo at Jacksonville, Wizzle. Who you got there?
I got to go with Buffalo. You know, obviously they're in a tough division. They beat up the Seahawks last week pretty good. Their coaching scheme, their timing, everything looks pretty good. Marshawn Lynch is a stud. That Pac-10 just continues to put them out. West Coast, but anyways, I got to go with Buffalo on this one.
Okay, Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
You know what, this is going to be a tough one. You know, hey, how could you not root for Atlanta? But I got to go with Tampa Bay in this one. I think this is the first time that the quarterback is a starter and being a rookie is going to see the type of physical defense. Granted, Tampa Bay is going to miss Mr. Brooks, and he's setting a record for sitting down on the bench this time for a consecutive start. So that's going to be a huge loss. But I do believe there's somebody behind him who is very physical because Mr. Gruden expects execution in a particular type of manner. So there's going to be a great player behind Mr. Brooks to play. And I think they can come out with this one.
There you go. San Francisco at Seattle. Seattle, 7-point favorites. Who you got in that one?
Wow, I do not like the feel of this one. You know what? San Francisco is one of those teams that just has a lot of talent. They just can't seem to put everything in place. You know, I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan, but you know what? I am got to go with Frisco. I'm going to root for Seattle.
You can still cheer, huh?
Do you understand it? Because I'm trying to get my points. I'm trying to get my wins back, people. I'm trying to get my numbers adequate so you can say, like, yeah, dude is all right. He's pretty accurate. He's on top of his game. You know what I mean? So, hey, we got to be actual and factual. They got a lot of young talent down there. And if they can figure it out somewhat, we're extremely depleted. And if they play us tough enough, I think they can score more points.
Okay, Miami at Arizona.
You know, and this is going to be a tough one as well. Arizona is one of my sleeper teams. I like Madden 2, people, if you're out there. I will use Arizona. But anyways, Miami looked extremely good last week. They lost to the Jets, but they look well. Pennington made a good fit into their system. He's extremely professional. It looks like all the changes worked out in favor for what they got going on down there. But I have to go with Arizona in this one. They got a lot of talent, a lot of speed, real physical, good coach, and let's see what happens, Mr. Warner.
There you go. New England Patriots at the New York Jets, J-E-T-S. What do you got there?
You know, I know that New England's going to be tough. The quarterback is obviously, if you're going to talk about a backup, he has probably been the best backup that there has been in quite some time in terms of backing up Mr. Tom Brady. But I got to go with the Jets in this one. I just think that Mr. Favre is, and their team is going to play them physical enough, and they're going to set a statement with this game. So I got to go with Favre in this one.
Okay, here we go for West Coast. You got San Diego at Denver. Mile High, what do you got there?
Woo, this is going to be a great, great one. Let me tell you something. If you watched the game last week against Oakland, you've seen how professional they took Oakland Raiders apart. Denver is definitely a team to be reckoned with, and they obviously got a talent. They play loose, and Jay Cutler is a stud. He looks like he knows what he's doing behind the wheel back there. So, hey, I'm going to pick an upset in this one. I'm going to go with Denver. They're at home. It's their first opener. And, let's see what's going down, Mr. Cutler.
There you go. We got Pittsburgh at Cleveland. This should be a humdinger. We got 6-point favorites for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh or the Browns, Whistle?
I got to go with the Steelers in this one. I think it's going to be definitely a tough game. Obviously, the Browns are retooling in terms of finding their identity. But they are on the ascend and on the good side of things. And so I think they will play real tough. And obviously, the games might come out pretty accurate as is. 6 points might be accurate, but I look for Pittsburgh to be the victors.
Now, passing up Sunday, we're going Monday night. We got a doubleheader. You got Philly at, well, you know what? Let's save that one for last. We got Baltimore at Houston. What do you got there?
You know, and this is going to be another tough game. We're talking about, let's be honest. Home openers, we're going to go with Houston in this one. You got to get home, you got to show up, and you got to impress your fans. It's that year. Mr. Williams, you got all your players, you got everything together, you got everything you need. I think Houston in this one.
Okay. And last but not least, we got T.O. facing Philadelphia, Dallas and Philadelphia, and that would be a home game for the Dallas Cowboys as the Eagles go on the road, and they are 7-point underdogs. What do you got in this one, Dallas and Philly?
This is the way I look at it. The minus for the Cowboys, Jessica Simpson, says we're going to beat you guys at an interview in Philadelphia. The positive for Philadelphia, Donovan McNabb is under his contract here. I got to go with Philly in this one. It's going to be an upset. I believe it's going to be an upset. We'll see what happens with the ship that Mr. Jerry Jones has got together down there in Dallas as McNabb comes in there, and I think rocks his boat a little bit.
Well, that should be interesting. I think T.O. always wants to beat the Eagles, but Mr. McNabb, is he back healthy and 100%? Wizzle, are we going to see the Donovan McNabb of old, or are we going to see the recent McNabb that has been criticized quite a bit in Philadelphia press?
This has been week two and the third time that I alluded to the fact that contract year, baby. You know what I mean? Let me go out here and show these people what I can do. So if I do have to go to the West Coast, I can do it easily. I can make the smooth transition, get my smooth guaranteed money, and do my thing. But I got to do it this year. You know what I mean? This is his time to do it. He's going to take them as far as he can, and that's all that you know from McNabb. You know what I mean? So, hey, we'll see what happens.
Well, Wiffle, as always, it's been fantastic talking football, baseball, basketball. You want to talk about it, talk to the Wiffle until next week. Same time, same station, Wiffle.
I'm wasting my time. Hey, I'm just going to just waffle.
He ain't got no sense. Did you say get a Snapple?
A Snapple and Eggo waffles.
He's crazy. And moving right along, you guys, we got three things we want to share with you in our love segment because we ran over and we had a blast. And first one is a question to you, honey. It says, well, actually, it's to me, huh? It says, Jackie, if a guy won't commit, does that mean he does not want to be faithful?
Ooh, I would have to say no. I would say he's just not ready to commit. I don't think faithfulness has anything to do with it. I just think that, you know, maybe his feet are saying, heart saying yes, feet are saying no, so you can't get him in the circle.
That's right, that's right. Then the second one is, Doug, is Jackie the love of your life?
And Jackie is Doug yours. I see the second part
of that. I'll beat you. Yes, he's the love of my life.
Yes,
and of my
the love
universe
of my life. What'd you say? Yes, she is the love of my life.
And he's the love of my life and my infinity and everything. And I hear somebody on the line. Hello? Okay. And then the last question is?
It says, when is your guy, this is a good one, when is your guy's anniversary? Because we are planning our wedding and want to get married on the same day because you guys are great role models. And that comes from Cindy and Mark in San Francisco.
We're great mole models.
A mole. Is, you know, you guys remember last week's show, sleep deprivation. Excuse me, y'all.
And I'm going to tell you guys, it's funny he said that. We're right on the same wavelength because I was going to tell you the same thing, you guys. That's why I was fumbling my words and everything. But, yeah, our wedding anniversary is on July 8th of every year, and we get married every year on July 8th. And I want to say again, thank you guys so much for joining us. And until next time, take care, our friends. Peace.
Respect. Taurus.
Leo. Leo, baby, all day long.